I've been kind of surprised at the reaction to Relevance. I kind of think that it was sort of exactly what people expected. So no, really no surprise, I don't think. But afterwards, I figured people are going to start using R squared because it was less toxic. And yet, I'm not sure that's happening. And actually, some people are saying, well, R chemo is not necessarily more toxic than R squared. When you think about, again, quality life issues and complications, comparing these two approaches in your own practice, how do you compare them?
Well, I think that both options have some kind of toxicities, and those toxicities are all manageable for these kind of patients. When you provide our chemo for the patients have to come more often for infusions in the hospital. If you give Benda, the Benda infusion for 2 days. We know that Benda sometimes have associated with some fatigues, sometimes with some GI effects. Neutropenia is mild with Benda, if any. However, with previous result with Benda, we do know that there is a susceptibility to infections and eventually opportunistic infections, which indicate that we need to be a little bit careful when giving our Benda to frail patients or patients over 60, 70. With R-square, the regimen is rather easy to manage as long as you are a little bit used to use lenalidomide and explain to the patient the side effects he or she may encounter. There are sometimes rashes that are encountered with this drug. You can interrupt the administration of lenalidomide for a few days, restart with antihistaminic drugs, and this is well manageable. We have some patients that have had kind of muscle pains or cramps or things like that, and this exists with lenalidomide, we know it. There is also a little bit of neutropenia, which is usually not associated with complications such as infections, but is here. And I will say that some patients will tolerate extremely well R-square, and I have had patients like the gentleman I described who went through very well, other young patients that went well, even when they had quite significantly large amount of tumor, but also had difficulties to tolerate for whatever reason. And you may say, well, maybe our chemo will have been easier. So I think it's a real question of discussing with the patient what are their goal. There is another consideration that needs to be taken into account. I personally favor when using our chemo using rituximab maintenance because it delays the time of recurrence, even if it doesn't prolong overall survival. But some investigators, some physicians may like not to use maintenance, and you can give our chemo for 6 months, which will be usually shorter than R square. So this is also a discussion you may have with the patient.